Good morning. We welcome you to our worship service this morning. Today is Youth Sunday, and so we are delighted and very happy to have our young people participating in our worship today. And we're also delighted to have David Harris back with us for one final time, and he will be preaching for us before he heads on out to New York, where he will begin his ministry there, First Baptist Church in Syracuse. So it's a wonderful day. We're glad you're here. James Reynolds will come now and lead us in our call to worship.
Please join me into a call to worship. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Praise God in the heights above.
Praise Him, all His angels.
Praise God, all His heavenly hosts.
Young men and women, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens.
And God has raised up for His people a horn, the praise of all His faithful servants, Israel, and the people close to His heart.
Praise the Lord. Our hymn of praise is Joyful, Joyful, number 25. Let us be filled with God's presence and our hearts filled with God's love. Let us pray as Jesus taught His disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
are glad that you've come to worship with us today. It's a beautiful day, and we're delighted that you are here. There are a few things for us to be aware of this coming week. There is a parish council meeting. It will be on Thursday at 7. Also, today is the newsletter deadline for the June version of the newsletter. So please be aware if you have any items that need to be in the newsletter. And of course, the big one is that today is the last day of Sunday school for the summer. And so we've had a good year. We are very glad to be able to take the time away from Sunday school. But that means that next week, when we meet for worship, we'll meet at 10 o'clock. So please come at 10. For those of you who are not in the habit of coming to Sunday school, if you show up at 10:45, you'll be late. It is our tradition during this time of the worship service to recognize the people who are moving up, graduating, and have had some accomplishments. This year, we have two that we'd like to mention. Ian Ferguson, who graduated with a master's degree in library science at Kent State, and also Jane Mercer, who graduates in interior design at Miami University. And that many of the people in her family are there today and unfortunately couldn't be with us. But we do want to pray for them and also to congratulate them on their achievement. Our song of praise this morning is Trust and Obey. It is number 318. Stand and sing, please. Will is going to come and lead us in our offertory prayer.
Well, we are thankful to God for this offering. Amen.
like to come down front for the children's message, may do so now. Gabe has graciously decided that he's going to give the children's message, even if there are no children. Well, come do the reading, Connor. We weren't going to skip you. We would have gotten you in.
Today I'm reading Revelation chapters 21, verses 1 through 6. The New Jerusalem. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw that holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
Thank you. Now Gabe's going to come.
Okay, so what makes you guys happy? Nothing? Okay, well, so I've got a story about a man who wanted to be happy. So, there once was a man that wanted to be happy. So, he bought a boat. You guys can do this with me if you want. So, he bought his boat, but when he bought it, he still wasn't happy. So, he decided to sell his boat. So then, he bought a cottage. But when he bought his cottage, he still wasn't happy. So, he decided to sell his cottage and buy a plane ticket around the world. After this, he still felt torn. And through God's love, he became happy. Oh. You almost got it. Okay, let us pray. Dear God, thank you for loving us and changing our hearts so that we can become happy. Amen.
Now we have the opportunity.